Andrew Coffey was attending an off-campus fraternity party when he drank an entire bottle of vodka that had been taped to his hand. His blood alcohol level was nearly four times the legal limit, and when he passed out, he was carried to a futon and left alone. Partygoers said they believed he was sleeping it off. According to a grand jury, there was an 11-minute delay between an attempt to wake Coffey the next morning and calls to 911. During that time, five fraternity members exchanged text messages and phone calls. The report says fraternity members were, quote, more concerned about getting in trouble than they were about trying to save Coffey's life.
Andrew Coffey would probably be alive today if somebody had called 911 at 3 o'clock in the morning.
David Bianchi is the attorney for Tom and Sandy Coffey, Andrew's parents. The grand jury noted a lack of cooperation from those attending the party, and it was especially critical of the FSU chapter of Pi Kappa Phi, the fraternity Coffey was pledging. Police interviewed 22 of his fellow pledges along with 16 members. Most refused to answer questions, and only two of the fraternity's leaders agreed to speak with investigators. Seven others refused. A measure before the Senate's Criminal Justice Committee would grant immunity to the first person who calls 911 and agrees to work with law enforcement.
We and 15 other families in the country belong to a club that we don't want any more members to. All their sons have died in hazing to a pledge, a fraternity. And we'd never want to see this happen again.
Andrew Coffey's father, Tom, addressed the committee Monday. Nine members of the fraternity were eventually charged with felonies, but those were later reduced to misdemeanors as the state struggled with proving the students actively participated in hazing Coffey. Tom and Sandy Coffey are supporting Democratic Senator Lauren Book's bill to expand the state's hazing law. The measure allows an organization's leaders to be prosecuted for hazing if they encourage others to commit the act or are involved in the planning of the activity. Here's Tom Coffey.
And we'd never want to see this happen again. So we think this amendment to the statute of hazing statute will enhance it and put people on notice that they can't just do what they do without any kind of consequences.
Less than a year after Andrew Coffey's death, Florida State University faced a second hazing incident. A member of a suspended fraternity sustained a head injury after being punched in the face during a scumbag of the week activity. Book's bill would also extend state hazing laws to former fraternity members.
This could have been prevented, and that's what this is trying to do. And this would keep us in line with several other states, actually, that have similar statutes. Florida is one of 10 that don't. And so it's time that we keep ourselves up with how we can keep kids safe.
State lawmakers are concerned about offering immunity to just one person who reports a hazing case, but Bianchi says that's up to the discretion of state prosecutors. Florida's hazing law is called the Chad Meredith Act. It's named after a former University of Miami student who died in 2001 after trying to swim across Lake Osceola while drunk. He had been hoping to join a fraternity. For WFSU News, I'm Len Hatter.